Hi, welcome to the Google Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the creators of Google and just Google in general. So let's start. Larry Page was born on March 26th, 1973 in Lansing, Michigan. His first computer was the Exidy Sorcerer. This computer was great for gaming. Sergey Mikhailovich Brin was born on August 21st, 1973 in Moscow, Russia. His first computer was the Commodore 64, which was also great for gaming. Larry and Sergey have a lot in common. They both like computers, math, science, technology, and engineering. Yet when they first met, they couldn't stand each other. Larry, already accepted into Stanford, was taking a tour of the school, deciding on whether or not he would study there. Sergey, a second-year graduate student who was known for zipping around the hallways on rollerblades, was leading the tour. They were bickering on the streets of San Francisco. It was a complete disaster. Before Google was created, the web was very inaccessible. The existing search engines were the main and only reason for this. When you entered a keyword into the query and hit search, it came up with a list of web pages that mentioned your keyword. The problem was, it was in no order whatsoever. It was not rated by credibility, which is how modern search engines are rated by today. This meant that the first link you clicked on would not always be the right one. Plus, the search engine's web pages were so crowded with ads and other links, making it hard to remember what you even logged on for. In 1995, Larry Page decided to do his doctoral thesis on the web. What this meant was that he would do weeks and months of invigorating research on the web. More specifically, he was doing his research on backlinks. And what that meant was he was trying to count how many websites referred to one so that he could rank their websites by credibility. Soon, Sergey joined him, and together, they would rule the web. Larry and Sergey soon developed an algorithm to sort the web. It was called Backrub. But in order to run it, they would need to download the entire web. This was because they needed their algorithm to find all of the backlinks to every site. Once it had this information, another algorithm called PageRank sorted the pages by credibility. So Larry and Sergey used the cheapest option possible to build a server that would store the information. 10 4GB hard disks and Duplos. You heard me right, the first Google server was made out of Duplos. But despite all the Duplos, Backrub skyrocketed. People loved that you didn't have to endlessly search through web pages or be distracted by ads. The problem was, the web was ever growing, and they needed a way to house it. Backrub! Who wants to name their company Backrub? I mean, come on, Larry and Sergey, come up with at least a little better name. Finally, after a couple months, they finally realized Backrub is like a terrible name. So they turned to their classmates, and one classmate in particular, Sean Anderson, came up with the name Googleplex. Instantly, Larry knew it had to be shortened down to Google, but they liked it. It zoned in on all the possibilities of PageRank, so they decided to change their name. They would forever be called Google. So, when they were updating their page, they accidentally spelled it G-O-O-G-L-E and not G-O-O-G-O-L, and G-O-O-G-O-L was the right way to spell it, not G-O-O-G-L-E, G-O-O-G-O-L. Google consumed Larry and Sergey's every hour. Soon, they realized that they either had to drop out of school or sell Google. They originally chose the second option. They went to all the big companies, advertising Google. Every company refused. Here's the reason why. They weren't interested in web search. They wanted their sites to be portals where people hung out. Then the more people that were there, the more people looked at ads, which meant more money. Once Larry and Sergey realized that no one wanted to buy their work, they decided to drop out of school. They knew that they could easily revolutionize the web and they could make a lot of money off of it. So, since they didn't have a lot of money, they set up their Google World headquarters in Susan Wojcicki's garage. There, they created a virtually blank page compared to other websites' pages. The only problem with Google was money. They weren't making any money except for investments, which was a fraction of what they were spending. To solve this problem, they hired a new CEO, Eric Schmidt. Only a month after he joined Google, they were making a $7 million profit. And here's how they did it. They created relevant ads based on the keyword. Also, the ads weren't on the homepage. Then, Larry and Sergey updated Google to let people put their own ads on Google. And they switched their funding style from how many people see the ad to how many people click on the ad. This allowed companies to update their ads based on how many people clicked them or not. After Google started making a profit, they moved to a new 3 million square foot Google World headquarters in Mountain View, California. They called it Googleplex. There are video games, a pool table, a rock climbing wall, and a spa that you can access at any time. This is all to keep the employees happy. Larry and Sergey believe that a happy mind works best. Also, for one day of the week, you can work on your own personal project, even if it doesn't make Google a dime. Google Books was the access to all of the information that happened before the web. Basically, you had information for all of every book ever created. Now, this was pretty great, but what came next was even better. Gmail. Before Gmail, email was terrible. I mean, you had barely any storage, so you either had to run the risk of missing an important email or delete a ton of your emails every day, which took a long time. Gmail changed that. You had plenty of storage to last a lifetime, so you didn't even have a delete button. The only problem was it created ads based on your emails. People thought it was creepy that a computer was reading their emails. To make it worse, people hated that there was no delete button. They thought it creepy that Google could keep their emails and read them. People petitioned all over the globe. Google finally added a delete button and made ads based on the user's profile. Then, people loved it. At the time, people could only get an account by invitation from Google, so people were selling their accounts online for hundreds of dollars. It was a hit. Everybody liked it, and soon anyone could make an account. One day, Larry Page and his team headed to NASDAQ. They were off to sell their first shares of Google. It started out as $85 a share, but eventually jumped up to $100.01 per share. And their trading symbol? G-O-O-G. Google raked in $3.2 billion by the end of the day. And Larry and Sergey became multimillionaires. And 900 shareholders became millionaires. Also. As Gmail skyrocketed, Google focused on improving other things. So, Google makes the decision to buy a company called Keyhole and improve it. They called it Google Maps. Google Maps could track traffic and plan detours accordingly. Also, to get more accurate details, Larry and Sergey sent out an array of cars with cameras strapped to the top to survey all the streets in the world. After Google Maps was created, Google set its eyes on YouTube. YouTube was created to share all the videos uploaded to it. It was created by Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Jawed Karim. Larry and Sergey loved the idea, and they had to have it. So, they bought it for $1.65 billion. Eventually, they made Susan Wojcicki, remember her, first world headquarters for Google, the CEO of YouTube. With mobile development speeding up, Google creates Android. Android is an open-source phone platform operating software that you can tinker with to update it for your needs. And their first phone was the Pixel. Google creates Alphabet. And what Alphabet is a group of companies under one name, Alphabet. So, soon Larry Page becomes the CEO of Alphabet, and they promote Sundar Pichai to the CEO of Google. During times when America was sending people to the moon, Google created a section of Google called Google X. Google X was centered on making the crazy ideas of the future into a reality. They have thus far created things like Google Brain, an AI platform, and driverless cars. Using artificial intelligence, Google creates Google Assistant, an app to assist you in any way possible. Also, they created Google Home, the Google version of Alexa. Google has also produced stuff like Google Glass, which is a pair of glasses that has a mini projector to display information, but got behind publicly. It had a camera that people thought was creepy. Also, Google X has created Project Loon, which is directed on getting Wi-Fi in places where to remote locations. They have an array of balloons that beam high-speed Wi-Fi to each other, and this internet can be accessed by cell phones. Space travel. That's what privately funded teams tried to do. Google's PrizeX was a race for companies to go to the moon and travel 500 meters, then send video back to Earth. The winning team would get $20 million. A decade later, Google announced that the prize would go unclaimed. Wah wah. What is the one thing that would make life better? To live for 200 years. Calico, an Alphabet company, is focusing on just that. Everything is top secret. All that we know is that they have a lot of naked mole rats. Calico is just one of Google's health-based companies. Verily is another one that is working on curing big diseases like Parkinson's. They are also creating things like liftware, an eating utensil that can help with extreme tremors, for example. Ever heard of self-driving cars? Google X work on this problem using millions of tests and a ton of sensors. 6 years later, Google made the first self-driving car trip, and the rider was legally blind. This eventually emerged into a company that is called Waymo. In the end, Google is still a fast-growing company that has millions of dollars. Larry and Sergey both say that kids are very needed in society. Grow up, do everything that you want to. Try and try again. Failure is the key to success.